Hey, thanks for joining us. This is Lady V along with SD. We are She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. Today's topic, living through a diagnosis. Stay tuned for a life-changing discussion. Through the centuries to be, so to speak, a thorn in one's flesh. Mm-hmm. In other words, we know that some diseases can be crippling to one's life in many ways. Mm-hmm. Not only are the expenses of countless doctor's visits accumulated, but the stress alone of constant worry concerning symptoms and the effects on the body can eventually take its toll. Mm-hmm. Undoubtedly, families are affected as one takes the journey through sickness and chronic disease. Therefore, today, SD and I want to speak on this topic as we examine living through a diagnosis. And we have our resident counselor sitting in with us, Miss Melinda Fields, once again, who has a bachelor's degree in psychology and a master's degree in human services and counseling. So she's also going to be chiming in with sharing some clinical insights and maybe even some personal experiences with this particular topic. We welcome everybody, and we just thank you for tuning in with us, and mm-hmm. we just want to get this conversation started. Now, I just want to say this one thing, because we come from a biblical perspective. We are in no means demeaning anyone's feelings concerning when their battle right. with sickness or disease. We're just here to have a conversation about it, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and then the hope.
Yes.
So today, you know, as we begin, you know, I just want to start out with a particular story, and then we're going to lead into more in-depth conversation that relates to us today mm-hmm. and to many people today who is battling with different chronic diseases, illnesses. There was a particular story in scripture, Luke chapter 8, verse 43 through 48, where Jesus heals this woman with an issue of blood. Okay, mm-hmm. why am I telling you this story? Well, let me tell you. This was a woman, the anonymous, that didn't have her name listed, but she had a chronic bleeding disorder mm-hmm. for about 12 years. So mm-hmm. she spent everything on doctors, and she just spent her last dime. They had no clue what was the cause of this constant bleeding disorder. Now, you know, this had to affect her ability to, she couldn't marry because, you know, everyone knew, had heard about her having this bleeding disorder. They didn't know what it was. So, you know, by Levitical standards, she was considered unclean. Mm-hmm. So she no doubt was walking, feeling like, everybody's looking at me like I'm an epidemic walking, like they're going to catch something. I just want a cure mm-hmm. for this disease.
And ladies, just imagine a menstrual cycle for 12 years.
Yeah, yeah,
nonstop
yeah.
Mm-hmm. for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
That was what she was dealing with.
Mm-hmm. And obviously it was described that her body was frail, and she was thin. Not, you know, in the different commentaries, you know, it describes her body as, you know, frail, thin, like she had lost a lot of weight. So whatever was causing this hemorrhaging in her body that wasn't ceasing, you know, the doctors had no idea, no clue, you know, how to treat this, you know. Mm-hmm. So she was getting procedures done on her that was, you know, unnecessary because none of it worked.
Mm-hmm.
So she hears this day that, you know, Jesus is coming through town, and not only that, you know, he was known to have, you know, miracles, people were receiving healings, people were being, you know, resurrected from the dead, you know, different miracles was happening in his presence because of him.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew that no one else could help her, and therefore, you know, this was her opportunity, this was her chance to she just wanted to touch him, you know, just to get that healing to come forth, because she was tired of dealing with this sickness for all these many years. Mm-hmm. She wanted to be done with it.
Right.
And so and what I like about the story is because she was hopeful that he could help her.
Mm-hmm.
That made her, in the crowd of people, reach to touch the hem of his garment in order to receive healing that came out from him to her. Mm-hmm. Now, to some, that may seem like something like a fairy tale. Mm-hmm. But to the that particular woman, and many people even today that have been healed by believing in Jesus, having faith in him, know that this is not a fairy tale. This actually does happen. Mm-hmm. Miracles are recorded to have happened by healing through Jesus and having faith in Jesus on today. So this healing, what I wanted to point out about her is why I want to bring her up first and foremost, because we know that when people are going through sickness and disease, there is a struggle. There's a battle going on in their minds concerning what their body is doing and what they want to achieve, which is they want to be free of that. They want to be, they want to be healed. They want to be done with it. So what I like about her is this woman, she, although it seemed hopeless for her to get a cure, she believed in Jesus. She had faith in him, and she just believed a touch, just to touch him. But she touched his garment, but she just felt like if she could just get close enough to him, that that healing would pour out into her life. And it did. She was healed instantly. The blood, it said, dried up. And she was able to have a new life, because now she could marry, she could have children, you know? So, you know, what I want to say about this, this hope, which is why we want to give hope and just add to this conversation for on today that can relate to today, is because she kept a hope within her that no matter what the doctors were saying, like, we can't help you because, you know, we can't figure this out. And with some people, it seemed like the symptoms are getting worse and worse, and they're wondering, what do I do? Do I just give up? Do I give in? Do I just let go? I'm tired of hurting. I'm tired of dealing with, you know, with the pain, the doctor's office. I'm just tired of the medicines having to take. You know, a lot of people get to that point of bitterness, angry at God. But what I like about this woman is she didn't come and approach Jesus with anger. Although everyone's entitled to have their emotional breakdowns and feelings concerning this issue, because it is unique to you and to knowing your experience. So therefore, no one can discount your experience. But what I want to point out about this woman was she still had a hope, even though it looked hopeless. She still had hope. And because of that hope, she reached out and took a hold of what grace made available, which was her healing. And because of that, you know, to me, her story speaks that no matter how bad it looks, no matter how impossible your situation looks, with Jesus, all things are possible. And because we are Christians, we know in our families and everything, we or even ourselves, we battle with different things. And, you know, it our faith is what keeps us going. And though some people may say we are crazy for believing in a God we can't see, we know in our spirit, man, he is with us. And we believe that because we've seen miracles, and that's why we must look back on what Jesus has done before to remind us that he's still able to do that even today. And so as we talk about this, ladies, give me your insights on those days when a person that is battling with a sickness, what those days, those frustrating days, where you, just like this one with the issue of blood, she might have had a moment where she felt hopeless, but then she decided, you know what, this man named Jesus, he, I don't heard too much, good about him healing people. Let me just give it one more belief, one more try, one more, you know, one more, it's just this, you know, I ain't got nothing to lose. So why not try it? But what do you say to people who have, who may not know Jesus, or who maybe some believe that do know Jesus and still were like, where are you, God? And have that anger. What do you say to a person who you know what it feels like when you have that anger? Say, God, why me?
Well, for me, I've dealt with, you know, issues throughout my life. And I had days where I broke down. Even as a counselor. I've had days where I broke down. And I even asked, you know, what am I doing wrong? You know, where do I need to go to a specialist? Do I need to pray more? Do I need to have more faith? Because when you think in terms of the traditional side, science side of these diagnoses, both Western and Eastern medicines, all they do is manage the disease. It's in rare cases that you find something that can be cured. So that right there can cause people to have, you know, emotions, you know, because they feel like they, where else do I go? And for some people who are not, say, you know, have a relationship with God,
mm-hmm.
some then turn to God.
Yeah.
Because they feel like they've been to all these doctors, all mm-hmm. these specialists, and nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, they go to church or, you know, and even with, in psychology,
mm-hmm.
There are like 5 stages of what we call grief.
Yeah.
First, denial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't want to admit that there's an issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The second's anger, like you said, Lady V, mm-hmm. for the woman with the issue of blood. They are mad with everybody. Even some are mad with God.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are what they call bargaining
mm-hmm.
or negotiating way where, for example, they say, God, well, if you do this for me,
mm-hmm.
I promise I'll go to church. Or
yeah.
I'll do this.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
You know, and then there's, you know, depression.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you know, when you have those breakdowns because you don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, you know, acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
After acceptance, you can then make up your mind to go to the doctor. Find out as much information as you can
mm-hmm.
because knowledge is power.
That's right.
And even in Hosea 4:6, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
That's right.
The more you know, the more you can handle whatever you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And with diseases, it doesn't just affect the person. Yeah. It affects the entire family.
Yes,
that's right.
Because if it's something disabling, where they lose all their independence,
mm-hmm.
they have to rely on their family members.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the family members then go through emotional states where mm-hmm. they're tired,
mm-hmm.
you know, their body may be breaking down,
mm-hmm.
and but they feel like, you know, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
They can't handle themselves,
mm-hmm.
so I have to be there.
Yeah.
You know, but, and most people don't want to put their family members in, you know, hospice or, you know, nursing homes.
Yeah.
Or, mm-hmm. you know, they, and for some people, that's the best thing.
That is. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right.
You know, because thinking with Alzheimer's or dementia,
mm-hmm.
you know, we may think that we can help our family member through that, but it's better to allow those who are more equipped
mm-hmm.
to handle those cases.
Mm-hmm. And don't feel guilty about it.
Right. Don't, you know, because you can't handle it on your own.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, except for with God's help.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, you know, if you're not familiarized with the condition,
mm-hmm.
then you feel helpless yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's better to, you know, educate yourself.
Right.
You know, ask your doctor questions. Mm-hmm. You know, before you even go in, write down the different questions you want to ask them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they can explain it. And for those who do go to the doctor, if you don't understand what they're saying,
mm-hmm.
let them know.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
You know, because most doctors, they'll go on as, mm-hmm. and forget sometimes
mm-hmm.
that the patient doesn't know these big words or, mm-hmm. you know, a big diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. And just to touch on that, you know, when I was at a seminar concerning men's health, one of the things the doctors were, different doctors were saying to, you know, all of us there that were gathered there was, if you have a doctor that does not want you to ask questions, you need to find another doctor.
Right.
They said because they need to know the questions that you have so that they can answer them, so they can know what you're dealing with, what you're thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it could help affect you're getting better if you can get some peace about certain things, or if you can get some answers. You know, some people just want some answers
mm-hmm.
about certain things. But they said, you know, if you are going to a doctor that just does not want you to ask questions, you need to find another doctor. They said, because that doctor is not out to help you.
Mm-hmm.
That doctor is out just for money.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, because if a doctor knows they can't help you, they can refer you to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
They can refer you to a colleague or someone that may have more knowledge than them or more experience in that area. And they said, that's the kind of doctor you want.
One
that really wants your well-being, not someone, you know, just going to take your money, you know,
mm-hmm.
taking, you know, insurance money and just, you know, and not helping you at all.
Right.
I don't want to, you know, don't want you to ask any detailed questions. They just, you know, there's been too many people that have done that, and then they still, like the one with the issue of blood, still, you know, didn't receive any answers, just got worse,
mm-hmm.
you know. Also, you know, I want to, you know, bring up as well, like we're talking about family. A lot of times people can't families are affected to the point where, you know, some people may have to put the loved one in hospice if they're, you know, it's a chronic illness, or in a nursing home, you know, if they have the insurance to pay, you know, to meet the, you know, requirements to stay in a nurse home, because you can't stay in it for free. You really do have to pay. And there's some places it's like $5,000 a month. Mm-hmm. So, you know, only the, you know, people that have either good insurance or the money to pay can really get a room in a nursing home facility. I know worked there. But one thing about it is, some people aren't, they don't have that. And, you know, I knew a lady, Miss C, I ain't gonna tell her name, but Miss C, who was born with no legs. So she had always been in a wheelchair, even when she met her husband. And what I love about their story is, she was battling with different things herself, and her husband now, you know, they're elderly couple now. Her husband is dealing with dementia now. So, you know, when he had I think heart issues too, he had to go in the hospital, and, you know, she was in a wheelchair. She had to depend on church members to come and volunteer to pick her up and take her to the hospital to see her husband, and then let her stay there a while and then come back and bring her home. They took shifts. And that's another thing, community. Mm-hmm. If you're in a community, whether it's a church community or you're just in a community of people that you know, can help friends and families, that can help out to, you know, to help the person that's in need, you know, with the loved one that's battling some type of sickness or illness or whatever. But again, you know, we're not saying, you know, we're limiting or dismissing anyone's feelings about that are bitter or angry because they're not understanding why they're going through this. Mm-hmm. We are just simply saying, you know, get help medically. And then, you know, if you're going through a depression, you may have to, you know, get help with a counselor, you know, mm-hmm. to help, you know, you through whatever sickness or disease you're going through. But one thing we know about Jesus is our faith in him, because we have seen miracles happen, you know, our faith in him is what drives us to keep that hope, because we know with him, he is our healing. Mm-hmm. And although, you know, if you are a believer in Christ and you say, well, I believe in Jesus, but I ain't seen my healing yet, all I can say is, you know, keep on believing in him, because mm-hmm. I go back to the story with the woman that was crippled. Well, she had this terrible crippling arthritis for 18 years. It's in Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. She was bent over, so bent over that it said, you know, she couldn't even look up, you know, and she just happened to be where Jesus was teaching in a synagogue, you know, on the Sabbath, and she was there, and he sees her, and she's bent up. Like I said, she's crippled. She can't even look up. She can hear him, but she can't look up. And we've seen people walking around with this type of crippling arthritis where they are bent over, you know what I'm saying? And you know, the person got, you know, feel like, you know, they wish they could stand up straight again, you know, mm-hmm. and they wish that they didn't have the pain, because we know arthritis can cause pain mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. But this woman, this particular day, she received her healing from Jesus. He saw her, and then he pronounced her as healed, and he laid his hands on her. And you may say, okay, what about this day and time? But like I said, as a believer, we know we have seen miracles when Jesus, the people would just have faith in Jesus, and it would just happen, you know. And then there's sometimes, like I said, I was a story that I heard of a woman. She was a Christian. She had been paralyzed in a wheelchair for over 20 years. She met her husband. They got married. And then he just started picking her up in front of a mirror and allowing her to see herself standing in an mm-hmm. upright position. Then mm-hmm. he would dance with her, holding her up. After he would take her out of the chair, dance with her, holding her up. And then finally, you know, after she would go from healing service to healing service, you know, finally was an evangelist in town, healing evangelist. And he would decide to take her. She didn't want to go because she was like fed up. She was like a lot of people, you know, that lose that sense of faith a little, because they're like, okay, I've been waiting. I've been reading. I've mm-hmm. been reciting the healing scriptures, and I'm waiting. Mm-hmm. And we know God is a healing God. You know, he's mm-hmm. a keeper. But, you know, she had got to that point where a lot of people get to, where she was upset with God. She mm-hmm. was just like, you know, I'm tired. I don't want to go to another healing service or whatever. And so her husband gets her there. And then the healing evangelist, he just comes over to her, and then he tells her to stand up, you know. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. she did, you know. At first she was like, I don't been through this before. I don't want to deal with this again. It's disappointing. But then she thought, just like the woman with the issue of blood, what do I have to lose? Mm-hmm. So she tried to stand up. First it was shaky. She did stand up immediately and start running, doing cartwheels. She was shaky. But then they had somebody beside her, and she continued to take little steps, and then finally she was running. Mm-hmm. And they had a picture of them standing together, you know, her standing no longer in the chair. And that was a miracle. That was yeah. a healing mm-hmm. miracle. And it's not from the healing evangelist. They're just a carrier of the presence of God. Mm-hmm. Anyone that's in Christ has the Holy Spirit on the inside of them, so they can be done by anyone that's filled with the Holy Spirit because they have believed in Jesus. But the thing of it is, she too has a sense of lost hope, mm-hmm. because she was just like, I'm tired, you know, I don't been believing it, I ain't seen nothing, no change. But her day came, just like many other in scripture who had an encounter with Jesus, their day came where the healing manifested. It took place, it showed up. And some, for some people, they could be just be at the right place at the right time, and then boom, you know, healing manifests. And then others, they might, you know, be there and they see it happen for, you know, for other people, and they're like, well, why not me? But one thing you don't want to do, and we want to make sure we make this plain, don't blame yourself.
That's right.
Don't say, I don't have enough faith. Mm-hmm. You, if you believe in Jesus, then he is the Word made flesh, so you believe in the Word, and the Word says by his stripes you are healed. If you're in Christ, you know, you just gotta believe. But you know, I say in Christ because we as believers, we have to encourage one another with the Word of God. We have to remind each other that the Lord is for us. God loves us unconditionally, but he also loves everyone on this earth, whether they believe in him or not.
That's right.
And he doesn't want to see anyone in sickness and disease. I mean, who wants to see someone sick? That doesn't glorify God. You know, that doesn't make a person want to believe in God.
That's right.
You know, if anything, it'll turn them away from him. And he doesn't want that. He loves everyone. Mm-hmm. But the thing of it is, we know through the generation, sicknesses have been passed down, illnesses, and also with foods we eat, you know, processed food, different things, you know, the foods are different even today, you know, all the chemicals and stuff that are in foods and everything. And that's why a lot of people, you know, they're going vegan or whatever, and they're living, you know, a healthier plant-based lifestyle. And it's because, again, you know, certain chemicals can react in your body and cause different diseases. Stress, you're in a stressful job, that could bring on diseases, you know. So, you know, I remember a pastor, you know, saying, you know, how, you know, he thought it was a bill of health when he went to the doctor. He had good insurance and everything stayed, you know, constant with his yearly checkups. But when the doctor, when he went to the doctor, his stress level was just so high, and the doctor said, look, you may feel like you are in good health, but stress alone can kill you, because it could cause heart attacks, strokes. He was like, you need to cut back on the stress. So we know stressors alone can cause disease in the body, because your body is responding to what you're thinking, what you're feeling.
And that's why it's so important to try your best to keep a positive outlook.
Exactly. Right.
Now, I know that there are some people are saying, how am I supposed to be positive?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going through a chronic condition. Well, from experience, I know that it can be hard.
That's right.
Because some chronic conditions are hereditary.
Yeah.
Some chronic conditions are in the DNA.
Yeah. Right.
It's nothing we did that caused it. Mm-hmm. It's just in the bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
But even though it's in the bloodline and you, the doctors are saying no cure or anything like that, one thing about it, we have to make up our minds. It's always a decision.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying I don't get angry from time to time. I'm not saying I haven't questioned God and said, God, why did this have to be in my family bloodline?
Yeah.
Right.
Why did I have to deal with this? And it's me along with Miss Melinda, because if you all did not know, Lady V, myself, and Miss Melinda, we are sisters.
That's right.
But in our bloodline, in our DNA, for whatever reason, Miss Melinda and myself, we took the trait of a chronic condition, of two or three different chronic conditions that we both deal with. And we deal with them on a daily basis. And that's why we say we're going through it. And we are fighting through it a stage of victory. Because we believe that because God is a healer. We believe that even though the doctors don't know what to do right now, as long as there is breath in our body, God gives scientists, he gives them wisdom. He gives them knowledge on what to come up with. If you think about it, years ago, HIV was a death sentence.
Yes, it was.
But through science, through God, because even though people don't want to admit that that's where the knowledge comes from, it comes from God.
Exactly.
God does not want any of us to deal with sickness and disease. Whether you believe in God or not, whether you believe in the devil, Satan himself or not. He is an enemy. Satan is an enemy. And he comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
So disease comes from him. It does not come from God.
That's right.
So if it, let's think about it. If God wanted us to be sick, there would be no cure of any kind of disease at all. There would be no type of medicines because nobody would have ever thought of it.
That's right.
It is because he allows it because he wants all of his children to be well.
Right.
Now, in Christ, we believe that because of the blood of Jesus, we are redeemed from the curse of sickness and disease.
That's right.
And, you know, with him, we have a right to be well.
That's right. Right.
In him, we have a right to it. So sign for the package. Because in the package of righteousness through Christ Jesus, when you accept Jesus, you too will realize, I have a right to it. And then you start to expect it. So that's one thing about it. We have to have a mindset of expectation.
Yes.
Let's break it down. If you just think on the negative, then that turns negative into negative thoughts. You speak negative words, turns into negative thoughts. When you dwell and meditate on those negative thoughts, it affects the body. Just like Lady V was saying about stressors. That can also stress the body. If the body is stressed, then it causes inflammation.
Yeah.
Inflammation also feeds disease.
Yes.
So we have to think in terms of, okay, let's just choose. That's all you have to do is choose.
Make a choice.
Make a choice to try to have a positive outlook. I know some of you may be saying, I'm hurting right now. How can you expect me to have a positive outlook? But if you try to focus on the positive outlook, have positive energy, then that affects the body. Doctors have even said that, the New York Times did several studies, and I will put the link in the show notes.
Yeah.
Where people who had positive attitudes, they made positive confessions. They just continued to try to focus on the positive. They continued to have hope that they were able to fight the disease better. And they had a better outcome of getting recovery or, you know, their body's healing or anything like that. So just keep that in mind. By no means are we saying you don't have a right to be angry and pissed off, because trust me, I've been there. I know. I've cried. I've got up crying. I'm like, God, why? Why am I going through this? Why do I have to deal with this? And then I collect myself and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not going to let this chronic illness defeat me.
That's right. That's right.
I have too much to live for. I have too much going on.
That's right.
I have my family, friends, my community that I love. I am not about to let a chronic illness take me out.
That's right.
And that's what you have to think in terms of. And I just hope you will consider that.
Yes, yes. And also, guys, let me share with you that SD and Miss Melinda here both have been in the hospital, and doctors basically was surprising the miracles that took place in both of their lives, where they should have been dead. You know, when an average person would have been dead, but they defy the odds. They defy the science of statistics because they believe in Jesus, and they said, we're going to live and not die. You know, we're going to choose life. You know, the word of God says life and death are placed before you. Choose life. And so they said, we're going to continue to choose life. And because of that, they have both been in situations in the hospital where they should have been dead. Doctors said that, baffled, they were known to be a miracle. You know what I'm saying? And see, we know that miracles happen. And we're not saying that we believe in Jesus for the miracle. We believe in Jesus because we know he's real. He's real to us because we have a relationship with him. So therefore, we have hope. And we want to share that hope with everybody else and say, hey, we believe in Jesus not because, you know, he's some magician or whatever. And you know, we believe in him because he's true to who he is. He's faithful, you know, to see our what we're dealing with and say, you know, I'm here. I love you. I'm freeing you for that. You be freed of this. And, you know, and whether it take a year, 2 years, you know, one month, 2 months, however long it takes for you to see the manifestation of that healing. My advice is just don't give up. Uh-uh. Don't give up hope, because I believe there's more life to live. And if you believe that, you can achieve walking through that. But we know, I know of two people, they're familiar with these two people as well. I won't say the names, but you know, one had was a friend of the family, and he had he was going along fine. Then he found out he had cancer. He died within that month. Mm-hmm. Now he could have lived. I'm gonna tell you why. It was a woman that I knew, and I worked in an herbal store, and she used to buy these cases of shark cartilage, because she had found a study that said taking shark cartilage helped diminish cancer cells. So she said the reason why she turned to that was because when she went to the doctor, she was in end-stage cancer, and she was tired of the chemo and all that. And I'm not saying don't take chemo, radiation, whatever. Do what you have to do to get back on track health-wise. But she decided, the doctors were like, there was nothing more they could do for her because she was in that end stage. But she found out, you know, the natural way, and she found shark cartilage, and she lived past the years that they said that they gave her to be here. You know, I think they, you know, gave her just like 5 years, but she lived past, or she surpassed that. Mm-hmm. And she was looking good. She came in the store, she was looking good, you know. And I'm not sure, you know, how she's doing now, but my thing is, she was like, the doctors had given up on her. Mm-hmm. Because of what her body was showing, the test was showing. Mm-hmm. She said, but she wasn't giving up on life. She had too much to live for. She had a husband and she had children. She had hope. Mm-hmm. And so her hope drove her to say, there's got to be something out there that can help me. Mm-hmm. And you know, one thing about it, like I said, I don't know if shark cartilage will help everyone that has cancer. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it worked for her. That's all I know. Mm-hmm. But you know, like I said, you know, we just want to instill hope in people to know. Yes. We understand, you know, SD and Miss Belinda understand, you know, the pains of chronic illness. Mm-hmm. And yes. But they are here to give their testimony that Jesus is a keeper.
Yes,
and
yes.
He has kept them and brought them through situations that could have ended in death. Yes. You know, and I'm gonna end up with this final word where I saw. I heard this man's testimony not too long ago, and he has a chronic illness, and not sure what it is, but he didn't really disclose that. But what he did say, that he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, how are you still here? Anyone else that I've ever treated in my career has died before now. All that you're going through, you should be dead. He said, well, I have Jesus.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm praising my way through.
Yes.
And I know some may think, you know, okay, that's a religious talk, but it's not. When you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you know, praise, that is a wonderful thing, because you're saying, I thank you, because I believe in the finished work at the cross. Mm-hmm. So I thank you for my healing. I might not see it just yet, but I thank you for my healing, because I'm going to see it, because uh-huh. You promised it, Jesus, and you mm-hmm. did it for this person, that person. I mean, so many countless people, you know, you've done it for. I know you're going to do it for me. Yes. I know it's already done. I just got to receive it, and receive it by faith. And what mm-hmm. I can say to you, whatever your journey is, mm-hmm. you know, walking with Jesus makes it a whole lot lighter. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that, you know, your life's going to be perfect, but one thing about it, Jesus is perfect in all that he is, and mm-hmm. he is the healer. And all he's asking you to do is just have faith in him. Trust in him, and be like the one with the issue of blood, and receive what grace has made available.
Mm-hmm. Is that all you got, Lady B?
That's all I got.
What about you, Miss Melinda?
Well, one thing I will say, as you're building your relationship with God, there is a side of science, you know, with support groups mm-hmm. for the patient and for the family.
Yes.
You know, so if you don't have a lot of people in your community that can encourage you and help you, there are support groups out there.
That's mm-hmm. right.
That can have people that's going through what you're going through. Mm-hmm. They understand how you're feeling, mm-hmm. and they help each other.
Yes,
that's right. Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have that source of, like, as us as sisters, mm-hmm. we have each other.
That's yes. right.
We encourage each other.
That's mm-hmm. right.
But not everybody has that.
That's right.
So if you don't have that, I always remember that there are support groups out there to help you.
That's right. Now, this week for the Spread Hope Challenge is there is a song by Bethel Music called Catch the Wind. Mm-hmm. And the first line of that song is, She says, I am strong mm-hmm. and full of life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, this challenge is get up each morning and just say to yourself, I am strong and full of life.
Right.
That is speaking strength to your body.
Mm-hmm.
It's speaking strength to your spirit. Just try it. You never know. It may help you.
Mm-hmm.
So that is our Spread Hope Challenge for this week, to get up each morning and just say, I am strong and full of life. Lady V, closing.
So we never want to leave you without a word of encouragement. In Isaiah 41:10, the New Living Translation, it says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Have faith in Jesus, people. Grace and peace to you.
If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe so that you can stay plugged in into another hope-filled discussion. For this week's show notes, go to spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com/S1E8. While you are there, follow and like us on social media. Sign up for my SDs, list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Check out Lady V's weekly devotionals. And if you like merch with positive messaging, go on over to our online store. Join us next time on She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.